Newspaper reports today that the South Australian government is planning to shut hundreds of hospital beds in next month's budget is stirring great unease in the state. Fairfax papers are quoting a South Australian government source as saying the bed closures will be dramatic and will be blamed on the federal government's decision to slash health spending in the recent budget. The South Australian Treasurer has refused to confirm the reports, but does say that federal cuts to the health budget will impact heavily on the sector. Health groups worry that if true, it will be a cut the health system will find difficult to recover from. Caroline Winter reports.
Instead of being a reliever of pain, South Australia's health system is about to become a receiver of pain.
I think it's fair to say there has not been a cut to healthcare like this in our state's history. This is the largest cut the Commonwealth has ever made to health since Federation. That's how large it is.
The South Australian Treasurer Tom Koutsantonis has again hit out at the federal government over health cuts. Uncertainty surrounding hospital beds has surfaced again today after the Financial Review reported hundreds of beds will close once the state budget is delivered next month. Elizabeth DeBars is from the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation.
We heard the reports this morning that the upcoming state budget will result in the closure of hundreds of hospital beds. And if that is true, of course, those state budget measures could rip a hole in the entire South Australian health system.
But at a media conference this morning, Mr Koutsantonis stopped short of confirming as many as 600 hospital beds would go. Instead, he's highlighted the Commonwealth stripping of $655 million in health funding to South Australia.
Their cuts to South Australia are coming, and they have to explain why we're making them. Not us. These are their cuts. I don't want to make these cuts. I don't want to close hospital beds. I don't want to make tax increases. They are the ones who are doing this.
Speculation over bed cuts surfaced after the federal government announced it would wind back the hospital funding agreement between the states and Commonwealth and axe the National Partnerships Agreement in the May budget. The state opposition's treasurer has defended the Abbott government. Ian Evans says Canberra can't be blamed for any health cuts in the upcoming state budget.
There's actually the states getting more GST under the current federal budget. The state government have been trying to lay the groundwork to blame Tony Abbott. But the truth is, the biggest cut to the state health budget is being made by state Labor.
Health groups are increasingly worried the sector is being used as a political football and it's the most vulnerable who'll suffer. Patricia Montanaro is state president of the AMA.
I think that the blame game is alive and well in South Australia. There are other options for efficiencies in the budget. Just because there need to be some budget cuts does not automatically mean that one has to cut hospital beds.
Elizabeth DeBars from the Nursing and Midwifery Federation wants the speculation put to bed.
The reports of the closure of hospital beds are alarming and must be urgently confirmed or denied. The state and federal governments, of course, cannot afford to recommence the blame game and cost shifting, which has plagued the health system over such a very long period of time.
With all the speculation on potential bed cuts and job cuts, how are nurses and the extended medical community feeling ahead of the budget?
I think it's fair to say that people are feeling quite anxious. People are already well aware of the federal budget cuts and are extremely concerned about the implications or impact.
The South Australian budget will be handed down on June 19.
Caroline Winter reporting.